See, now those that are of you that are visiting with us today just have to come back to see whether we do it right the next time. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23 is our text this morning. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. At the end of our Lord's Sermon on the Mount, he gives some precepts and some instruction that are hard to misunderstand. Many people wonder today whether they are in the kingdom of heaven. There's no reason to wonder because the directions are so clear. Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Most people believe that they will go to heaven when they die. Their hope is fostered by the comforting words of many preachers, priests, and rabbis. Their hope is based upon the idea that heaven is for all believers or for those whose good works outweigh the bad. But are such hopes well-founded? Does Jesus teach that? Has God sent that message to you? Will most people go to heaven when they die? We need to understand that. Is salvation based upon good works? Is it based upon faith only, as many people are preaching this very hour? In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gave some very serious warnings. He said that few, not many, would be saved. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. He says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." And so, the fact is that few will be in the kingdom of heaven. Many religious people, including some believers in Jesus, will learn that they are lost. And this is taught clearly in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, our text this morning. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord," that is, believers, "not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Notice that ETH ending, if you have your King James Version, that ETH ending with regard to doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. It brings to mind the present tense. The present tense has to do with continuous action. And so that continue to do the will of my Father which is in heaven. "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." Well, they did some things, at least that they thought were impressive enough to impress God. But God said, "Doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." And he qualified that with "the will of my Father which is in heaven." Not some things that you think are good enough, but what God thinks ought to be done. "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." He says, verse 23, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Those that don't do the will of the Father which is in heaven, excuse me, sorry about that. Those that don't do the will of the Father in heaven are not promised a place in heaven. Who will enter the kingdom of heaven? That's the question that we need to ask ourselves today. Just who is it? If there are some people who will not, even those that do some good things, who is it that will enter the kingdom of heaven? Before considering this question, perhaps this is a good opportunity to ask another one first. What is the kingdom of heaven? The term kingdom of heaven is synonymous with the kingdom of God. In fact, the gospel writers sometimes say kingdom of heaven and sometimes kingdom of God, and they alternate. One will prefer one phrase and one will prefer another. But in parallel passages,